The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Michigan State hosts Bowling Green on Saturday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
I'd like to make an opening statement. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of Houston, Texas, for all that they're experiencing right now. And I'd also like to make special mention of the passing of Judd Heathcote, longtime Michigan State basketball coach. I'll take questions.
Thank you, Coach. Well said, and thank you. I will take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Biggers, FanRackSports.com.
Hey, Mark. Good afternoon. With Justin and Josiah back there at corner, I mean, I know that Trey and Darquez got a pretty early start. I know a lot of people are, you know, have been talking about the secondary. Can it kind of revive itself? What about Justin and Josiah do you believe, I guess, just makes them, the guys right now? What about those two guys do you really like?
Well, I think both of them are tremendous competitors. We also have Tyson Smith back, who has played for us and started for us in the past. And initially we thought he was going to be ruled out medically, but he is back. And then Josh Butler has played extremely well this summer as well, who's a redshirt sophomore from Dallas, Texas. But Justin and Josiah, both those guys have great ball skills. They're excellent tacklers, very good speed, extremely quick. And they understand our defense and can operate fundamentally sound in it. So we're looking forward to big years from all four of those guys.
If I could follow up specifically with Justin and Josiah, with them being young, how do you gauge their comprehension levels? How have they meshed into the backfield?
Well, Justin has been here for an entire year, and he started 6 games for us last year, maybe more. And then Josiah came in January, so he's really been here for, 8 months. So he's gone through spring practice and, summer conditioning, and we were able to do some different things from a coaching perspective in the classroom this year with him. And then, an added week of summer camp. So he's been in summer camp for 5 weeks. So they understand what to do. I'm always certain that there's always something that comes up in a football game that you have to make an adjustment on. But I think these guys understand what to do and will be able to play at a high level. But I also think the other two guys that I've mentioned had good, very good summer camps, and they will play as well.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thanks.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Tommy Dees, Tuscaloosa News.
Hey, Coach. I want to take you back to your days with Nick Saban, if I might. Just what might be one thing you learned from him that you still use today?
Oh, I don't think there's any one thing. I think there's a multitude of things that we do, relative to technique, relative to common terminology. And just concepts, things conceptually, especially on the defensive side of the ball, that we try to implement in our system. And that's been a constant, really, since I left Nick. And, basically who I am as a defensive coach really has been shaped by a lot of people because I've had great experience with guys like Dom Capers and some of these other people. But Nick Saban really probably is the forefront of who I am as a defensive coach.
What about as a head coach? Are there any organizational things that you learn maybe that you from him that you use?
Yeah, absolutely. Our practice schedules and things of that nature are detailed like he did. A lot of the things that he did, I'll go back and look at certain things relative to even if it's a 1999 installation notebook in fall camp. I'll go back and look at that or some of the drills we used to do. But there's a foundation in terms of what we experienced here, and I was with him here for 5 years. So, a big part of what we do and who we are is what I learned from Nick back in the day.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from one of Adam Biggers, FanRackSports.com.
Hey, Mark, going back to the corners real quick, is it is it difficult as a coach, and, you know, with you mentioning as a defensive coach, to kind of look back at what guys like Trey and Darquez were able to do at a young age, and I guess hope that Justin and Josiah can do that, or do you just not like to really compare like that?
You know, I look back at those guys. You know, Trey was redshirted his first year and then played just a little bit toward the tail end of his redshirt freshman year, and then really started playing well his redshirt sophomore year. So he was 3 years in. Darquez started, I think, 2 games as a freshman, and then he started all the games as a sophomore, and then just kept getting better. But, you know, in this day and age, with all the up-tempo offenses, you have to have guys that can play more than just 2 corners that can play, because you're going to constantly be asked to sprint every 15 to 20 seconds. So you got to have guys that can – you know, I think you really have to have 4 guys that can roll in there and play intermittently, and that's how we'll probably do things to some degree. Those 2 guys are our starters. I think they're very good players, but, you know, I think other players will be involved in that as well. And we're just starting the 2017 season, so, you know, where we go is determines a lot on how we play, you know, in terms of who's playing. But looking forward to watching them. They're both very talented, and they're tough guys, and they can make plays on the ball, so it'll be fun to watch.
And real quick, you mentioned Tyson and Josh in there too. What specifically have they done, I guess, to stand out? Because it sounds like you want to go with 4 corners a lot. What have they done to stand out?
You know, Tyson played as a true freshman for us in the 2015 season, and he might have started a couple games, but he played a lot for us. You know, last year he was injured a little bit, in and out. And then Josh Butler has just gotten progressively better as a technician over the course of these 2 years. He played a little bit last year, but I think he's had an excellent summer camp. And, you know, when you see guys play, you know it when you see it. He's playing very effectively and very well, and I think tackling well. And he's getting his hands on a lot of footballs. So that's been a big positive as well.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thanks.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you.